It's pointless imposing or trying to police rules and regulations that can at best be only arbitrary and evanescent. But if it is all simply random, ephemeral, and conditional, how on earth did we learn to speak intelligibly in the first place? Is the pursuit of speaking proper, so to speak, or is it just another excuse for prejudice? George Bernard Shaw famously wrote,
"It is impossible for an Englishman to open his mouth without making some other Englishman hate or despise him."
Khalid Aziz runs a management consultancy company advising top managers on, among other things, communication skills. And recently, he commissioned a survey to see if prejudices about the way the British speak are still alive and thriving. It caused quite a stir when Radio 4's PM programme first reported its findings. Which were what exactly, Mr. Aziz?
Certain accents were associated with dishonesty, the Scouse accent in particular. Certain accents were associated with dullness, the Brummie accent. No surprise there, perhaps it's very flat. Certain accents were associated with financial probity, the Scots accent. And certain accents, particularly the southern accents, the home counties accents, received pronunciation, were associated with success. People who had, for example, northern accents did tend to think that they were looked down.